U.S. Senate committee passes a resolution to help Tel Aviv in case of an Israeli attack on Iran. Resolution 65 has been approved by the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. It states that the U.S. will assist Israel diplomatically, economically, and militarily if it takes military action against Iran. The powerful pro-Israeli lobby AIPAC has urged the full Senate to act fast to adopt the resolution. The resolution comes a day after Israel threatened to attack Iran. Israel's chief of staff, Benny Gantz, says Tel Aviv is capable of attacking Iran without foreign support. Gantz says Tel Aviv has its own plans and forecasts and will take the decision to wage a war against Iran on its own. Iran has repeatedly pledged to give a crushing response to any attack on its soil. For more insight on that story, we're now joined by Ridwan Rizk, who is a political commentator who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Rizk, welcome to the program. Now, Israel has constantly been threatening Iran. Not only are these comments not being condemned, but the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee has passed a resolution to aid Israel if it attacks a sovereign nation. Now, can you tell us, in your perception, how events have transpired so far?
Well, I think that we've been hearing lots of threats from Israel towards Iran, and this taking place since years of the Iranian nuclear plan begun. Now, we're not surprised that the Americans do have the wish and the will to attack Iran, but I know that they cannot do that because they cannot bear the consequences. Israel must realize that the time has changed, and it's proved that Israel only was a powerful country because simply the Arabs allowed Israel to be a powerful country and gave her the niche over the other countries in the area. Now, what's happening around Israel proves also, and very hard evidence in the air, that Israel is a very weak country, and it's nothing but a tiger of cartoon, which is it's very weak and has lots of weaknesses in its surrounding borders. What's happened, let's take an example this morning, that two small rockets were fired from Sinai Desert, landed in Eilat. They could not defend that, what they call that's the shield over Israel. So how can they just take an action against Iran and do any foolish step towards Iran by attacking any target in Iran? Can they bear the thousands of rockets which is going to land on the capital city of Tel Aviv and the major cities of Haifa? I don't think they can. Technically, I don't think also they have the ability to reach Iran or to attack any targets, despite their threatening, its remaining words, and they are trying to elevate their moral support to the Israelis or to the people in Israel. So in order to keep them tied together, because I think the Israeli society or the people in Israel are the morality is falling apart, and they are feeling that so much danger around, they cannot keep on in control and occupy more lands of the Palestinian soil or the Palestinian or do any destruction to the Palestinian people. So this I don't take it very seriously, because Israel cannot do such a foolish step. It's only threats and nothing but threats.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rizk. That was political commentator Mr. Ridwan Rizk speaking to us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.